Fred Film Radio interview.
I'm Sarah Bradbury from Fred Film Radio. An absolute pleasure to have you here with us at Cinema Made in Italy Festival here in London. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Maybe you could begin with a brief introduction to I Told You So. For people who don't know anything about the film, what can they expect when they dive in?
Well, it's four stories that intertwine in Rome in a January when there's a heat wave that arrives. And they are all addicts. All the characters have an addiction. And in this day of extreme heat, they have to confront themselves. They can't throw themselves anymore in their addictions and escape their, you know, numerous problems and traumas and difficult personalities. They have to, you know, look them in the eye and try and understand them. Or it's a film about many things, but it's mainly about really about family and about love and about trauma and how trauma affects people in so many different ways.
And I'm so curious to kind of know where your starting point was. Was it this, you know, very unique kind of setting of this, you know, extreme heat wave happening in Rome in January, you know, kind of thinking, well, actually that's something that's happening increasingly more often, you know, sort of weird weather, or was it more from the characters and there being these sort of interweaving narratives? What was your starting point?
Well, I was in Rome in a summer. It was very, very hot. And I was getting high anxiety about, you know, what if the world's always like this? What if we go into this heat and the world becomes yellow and there's no more nature? But my catastrophic mind went in. And I also noticed in those days how much people were just, you know, they were like talking about it, you know, in all sorts of different ways. And so I thought, oh, it'd be really interesting to put characters, many different characters, in a situation, an extreme situation, and see the way they deal with it in very different ways. So that's how it started. And then I, you know, got very interested in addictions. And these two ideas came together into one.
You've got kind of a bit of a who's who in terms of Italian talent in your cast. What was it like bringing all these people together? And I was, you know, a bit of a toss up who's having the most fun. But I think Valeria Galina is like really going for it in this kind of, you know, 80s porn star sort of trying to hang on to her golden era. But obviously lots of other amazing people in the cast. How did you put them all together? And what was it like having them all on set?
Well, you know, Alvaro Vaquer and Ricardo Scamarcio were in my first film. So I wrote for them and they came on board immediately. And then Valeria Golino and Valeria Bruni Tedeschi, you know, I know them. We've been discussing about this film. You know, they all came together. I think Valeria Golino is very central to the casting of this film because she, you know, became Pupa, and then she said, oh, why don't you call Danny Houston? He's really amazing. He can speak really good Italian. And then I said, well, what do you think of Greta Scacchi? Do you know? She said, oh, I know her so well. We're living in LA. So it all came together in a very friendly way. But I think they all came on thinking, hey, we have a very small part. We're just going to rock up. But then it was like, oh, actually, it is a small part, but it's a very intense one.
The look of it is so bold. I guess, first of all, you've got the heat that just comes off the screen, and it's kind of the sort of fog of the heat, the claustrophobia it creates, that golden hue that's across the whole film is very distinctive. You know, and then of course, if Rome itself becomes a bit of a character. And then on top of that, you know, the costumes, particularly Pupa, things like that, you know. So how important was the aesthetic and creating that feeling of heat, you know, for the audience to participate in?
Very. I mean, I started talking to the director of photography even before I was writing. And how do you make people feel hot? how does that work? How are we going to put on screen something that is going to make everyone really feel hot? And so it was very exciting and fun to create that heat. And it was a lot of prepping. And I thought, oh, maybe we could just, you know, I had this feeling of Asia and the heat there and the humidity and that fog, that feeling of thick air. And so that's how we did it. And we really had to create this whole world for, you know, we shot in the winter. So how do you make everyone look sweaty? And we had to really recreate this heat. And so everyone from hair to costume to DP to everyone was really into this whole organization of the heat. And you'd get on the set and this be like, we'd be living in haze. And the actors were actually very surprised because they had read the script. They thought it'd be more realistic. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden they're thrown into this world where there are very few people and where the orange world.
There are some pretty out there moments and scenes, which I kind of love about it. Mm-hmm. Were there any that were kind of the most challenging or any that you had the most fun creating? I mean, even from that opening scene, you know, it's like this, yeah. You already know you're in for a ride. So, you know, what were some of the highlights for you?
No, I mean, it's this is my second film. So this, I have still to curb a lot of, I have to learn a lot. So, you know, it's like, how do you shoot a true sex scene, you know, or how do you shoot a murder? How do you, you know, all sorts of things that you, nudity and yeah. And we shot everything on a Steadicam. So it was like work. I think the most difficult scene for me is a scene that I didn't actually shoot, which was the death of Pupa. Yeah, that scene, I think I didn't want to kill her, you know? And I really hesitated for such a long time that when it came to be in that scene, I actually, you know, found a way, a different way to do it.
And of course, one of the threads that runs through each of the characters, each of the narratives, is about addiction and kind of how we each have our own vices. You know, for each person, it's something different, whether that's food or sex or drugs. And it's kind of, you know, this heat is a great way to kind of bring that all to the fore because everybody can't hide from it. You know, everyone's brought to their brink. What did you want to explore in that sense? And I guess for the audience, maybe you're sat there thinking, gosh, well, what's my vice? And what does that say about me? And how would I react in this situation?
Well, I think that pain is always difficult to stay with. And so we run away from it. And we fill that with whatever. I mean, that's what addiction is, basically, is someone chooses alcohol, the other one will choose sex or plastic surgery, shopping, whatever you're doing to try to escape yourself, you know. So I've definitely have been an addict, and so I know what it's like to want to escape yourself in that way. And that there are moments where you can't do that. And then you have to go into that pain. Mm-hmm. And this is what this film is about. It's about all these characters who they have to go through that pain. They have to go through that, those emotions. In that way, they will find love or not, but love or peace or compassion or some sort of resolve that is their own.
And it also a key theme does seem to as well be about motherhood and kind of, you know, Alba's character, you know, like what's her relationship with her son and her husband, and also the relationship between these two women, you know, that have this kind of rivalry that's gone on. So how are those kind of relationships explored as well, and what did you want to say about that?
Well, it's very interesting because we, when we were writing, we never thought about motherhood. And by the end, it was very evident that all the mothers in this film were very difficult mothers and that there was a theme there. Mm. but it was subconscious. But with the character of Alba, for instance, I really wanted to explore this idea that no one tells us that it's not so easy to be a mother. Mm-hmm. You know, it seems like you're a mother and it's an instinctive thing and you're going to just embrace it and be this amazing mother and that's that. But it's not like that because you're a human being and you have all sorts of things. And if you're an alcoholic, being a mother can change your life. But in some cases, you are going to go back to your sadness, to your problems, and so until you will not resolve those, it's going to be difficult. And so it's a very interesting theme, motherhood, to explore, and to explore it even in its more complicated facets, as is the relationship between Jana and Pupa, who is a very complex relationship also. And there's also an exploration about also sexuality and what it means to these two women, and that one woman has been living of her sexual image, but is actually not so sexual. And the other woman, who is totally against it and judgmental, and is actually very sexual and very interested in sex, much more than the other one. In all the film, there's a lot of this kind of, you know, what we show to the world and what we actually are.
And in terms of, you know, the impact of the film, we were just before the interview started talking about, you know, art often is to kind of get a reaction. And, you know, what have you found the audience response being so far, and what do you hope it to be?
Well, I'm happy to see that people laugh and cry. And that's really important to me, that there is both emotions that and people seem, it's interesting, people seem to respond to one story, not to the other, or some people will respond more, or and the people who abandon themselves to the film and go, you know, they seem to, I'm happy to see that it has touched people and been helpful to them to see on, you know, especially mothers, actually. I've had a lot of messages from mothers who have felt understood in this film.
And finally, what does it mean to you to have the film here at Cinema Made in Italy in London? And do you see how great a platform like this can be to connect kind of British audiences with Italian film, you know, that might not see it otherwise, or, you know, it wouldn't be opened up to audiences here?
But for me, it's always very happy to come to London. I was born here. I went to film school here. I, you know, feel very attached. So to have the opportunity to be able to show the film here and to be, you know, in the midst of other films, great Italian films, and to show what Italian cinema is right now in a collective like this, I feel is... it's a fantastic opportunity.
Do you know what you're going to be working on next? Are you doing it?
I am going to shoot in England next. Yes. And it's going to be a film about the Bronte family.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see that too. Well, thank you very much.
Family, that's what I'm becoming very...
That's what everyone wants to see. Thank you so much for sharing all that with me. Really enjoy presenting your film here. Best of luck with your future projects. Thanks
so
much.
Thank you.
And I've been Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. Thanks so much. Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.